is something for sure that is not acceptable to any community and to any responsible government. The idea of trying to address people by their ethnicities or by their tribes, I don't think that it is a responsible attitude. You may have a grievance, you may have a complaint, but you will always know how to direct your complaint or your grievance. Address it to the government or address it to whoever you feel like, but shouldn't be using the language of intimidation, the language of threat, and the language of incitement.
So your government is aware that your sons and daughters from Equatorial Region are being threatened in Boro?
For sure, these are citizens of this country. These are citizens of South Sudan, okay? And address them as Equatorian tantamount to the language that is being used by the anti-peace elements nowadays in South Sudan, okay? Those who are not for peace, those who are not for harmony in South Sudan, are the ones that address people by their tribes, by their regions, by their communities.
But so what is the government doing about it now to address the issue?
Well, you have just got us now. We were in the meeting, like you have seen it, and then we are continuing and with a series of meetings, and I'm sure we are going to come out with very responsible, serious steps to see into that the thing do not culminate into either endangering the safety of somebody, the life of somebody here, not the people of Equatoria, but any citizen here in Boro Town or in Jongole Estate, thy safety, thy well-being is a responsibility of any government, because it is any government that is responsible for maintaining law and order. And we are a responsible government. We are a country that has its own basis of working. So there's nowhere we can allow a group to take law into thy own hand in the name of the communities. They have been meeting with the community leadership, and the community leadership advised them that their approach is not correct because they have to channel. Yes, it is the right and for you to complain. But what I know about those who are been writing, and including the one signing his name, is a government official. He's a nurse in the Ministry of Health in Boro Hospital. And as a result, he's not unemployed, okay? If he's speaking on behalf of others who are not employed, then he should know how to channel this type of things. This is a civilization. It's a standard of responsibility when you know whom are you supposed to address. You are supposed to address your government. The government has the Department of Public Service. It has the department within it, the Department of Labor, that is supposed to pick up any complaint from any group who are feeling either not employed or not safe. It's just a normal thing when you are complaining. But if it goes to using our words like serious warnings, that's an act of intimidation. And it sounds like a language of those who are trying to promote dissidents in this areas. And no government will allow this type of behavior to go and confront it. So I don't know. I'm sure the government of the state will come out with some of serious decisions to see into that this situation is brought into normal and to assure citizens of South Sudan that are residing in this state and in this town that this is thy home. Because I believe people of this state are also in other parts of South Sudan. And it is not the group that is writing that sent those people to those areas of South Sudan. Those people are staying in different parts of South Sudan where they work with the NGOs, with the government organs. They are working in their own rights as citizens of this country. So there's nowhere we will accept targeting other communities here in Jongole, because this do not go with our culture, does not go with our values, and this state is a peaceful state. So I look at this as an anti-peace attitude. And after all, these days, the country is already going into what we call the national dialogue that has been decreed by His Excellency, the President of the Republic. And this is what everybody is now focusing on, to see into that this national dialogue come out as a success so that South Sudan can be able to move ahead, come out of these bad wars, and come out of this and call for a type of killing, road ambushes and all these things. So if another group come out trying to echo what is being echoed by those who are killing people on the roadblocks, and then it shows that these people are not for peace. This is an anti-peace group, and there are so many things the government will for sure do, be it the state government, be it the national government, because they will not allow anybody to run away with all this type of arrogance and hypocrisy.